This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
It is important for us. The American people want the economy to open up. We all do. We want our society to open up. We all do. And in order to do that, we have testing, tracing, treatment, and isolation. And that is the path. It's what the scientists advise. That is what we do in the HEROES Act.
Pelosi's Legion of Doom called for a second round of the 1,800-plus page, $3 trillion coronavirus relief package. The largest in history. Pelosi says the broadly written second stimulus will focus on recovery while her neglected district in San Francisco plunges into a third world abyss.
Well, San Francisco has a new plan to keep COVID-19 from spreading through an at-risk community. Part of the solution could be these white boxes being painted on some city streets.
More tents taking up sidewalks with hardly any space to get through.
It's the kids, there's schools around here, you know, there's women and families I have to go through here to get to work.
The mayor's announcement comes on the heels of a new lawsuit filed this week in federal court by UC Hastings Law School and residents demanding the city clean up the crowded streets.
You've been there longer than a year. Things should not get worse under your control. Things should be getting better, and they're not getting better. They're getting worse.
And the U.S. national debt hovers around $25 trillion. The Democrats have wrapped this bill up in disinformation, titling the legislation the HEROES Act, creating the illusion that the relief is geared completely towards supporting those on the front lines of the pandemic, which some of it is, as they vote from their homes after approving proxy voting, literally phoning it in. And what's more important to the Democrats than the American people? That's right, un-American people. As the Washington Examiner explains, a provision in the bill would allow people to receive stimulus funds if they file taxes with a taxpayer identification number, which is issued by the IRS to those without a Social Security number. While TIN holders, including unauthorized immigrants, were ineligible to receive funds under the CARES Act, the HEROES Act would retroactively provide funds to those using TINs under the CARES Act, according to the Federation for American Immigration Reform. The Health and Economic Recovery Omnibus Emergency Solutions, or HEROES Act, also includes a provision that would protect banks that service marijuana businesses from being penalized by federal regulators. The measure includes language requiring research on minority-owned and women-owned marijuana companies. Who and what are the Democrats fighting for at a time when the average American faces an economic cliff steeper than the Great Depression? As Senate Majority Leader McConnell pointed out, the word cannabis appears in the bill 68 times, more times than the word job, and four times as many as the word hire. The bill will likely die in the Senate, but it shouldn't go unnoticed. It is a representation of the decadent aloofness of the Democratic Party.
What are you going to share with us from your home?
Chocolate.
Really?
Chocolate. Candy.
Oh, wow.
And?
Oh, my. Wow.
The other people in our family go for some other flavors, but chocolate, and then we have some other chocolate here.
A party only interested in building its own caste system and strengthening its twisted resolve to destroy American prosperity and freedom. John Bound reporting.
About 30 seconds left in this segment, so we're going to come back in the next segment and get into the full raft of news articles. We were told that we needed to go through this social distancing to get back to normal, but now we're being told that we have a different normal, a new normal, that's going to be characterized by ritual public humiliation, specifically in one case by wearing silly foam hats and bumper tables like children's tables at the playpen in McDonald's. This is the new normal, the social distancing society. We'll be right back to talk about it on the other side of the break. Summit.news, don't go away.
I don't have to tell you that we are in the most important point in human history. The globalists have taken the gloves off and they've taken the mask off. And they're like, yeah, you're taking implantable chips. Yeah, we're into pedophilia. Yeah, we're into world government. Yeah, you're obsolete. You are non-essential. We are shutting your ass down. Yeah, we told you don't be farmers and don't be ranchers and don't work in industry anymore. You're going to be the service economy. And now the globalists are telling you that there's no more service economy and you're obsolete. So you better bow down to them and get your universal pittance income so they can dictate your life. The handcuffs are going on right now. We have to resist and say no to the new world order. And that takes you understanding you were right and understanding I was right and getting in people's faces and raising the alarm now while you still can. Now is the time for action. Now is the time for you to shine and be the Paul Revere's you know you are.
You're listening to Summit.News with Paul Joseph Watson. How you like me now?
Well, I'm beginning to think that one of the methods by which the elite, the authorities, the controllers want to make us stay indoors is by making operating in society as cringeworthy and difficult as possible. You know, the petty enforcers with their masks barking orders at you if you don't sit properly social distance. Because I had the clip in my video a few days ago of the woman in a park holding out a stick. And whenever joggers got within 6 feet of her, she chastised them. I actually saw the same thing right where I live in the park the other day, where a mother, probably called Karen, was encouraging a child to hold out this 6-foot-long tree branch to enforce proper social distancing. This is the new normal, apparently. We had the headline yesterday, public humiliation, cafes make customers wear stupid hats to enforce social distancing. And it got me to thinking, of course, now that in the year 2020, humans apparently no longer have properly functioning immune systems, this is going to be our new normal. You know, scientists across the world for the past 2-3 months have been working day and night to put a stop to coronavirus. Little did they know that the solution all along was right in front of their faces, and it was straw hats taped with swimming pool noodles. Who knew, right? A cafe in Germany is making customers wear the hats to enforce proper social distancing. They talked to one of the customers at this cafe in Germany. He said, quote, "It's totally uncomfortable, of course, like all of this stuff is, but the bottom line is that we put a lot of effort into it so that we can go to our cafes in public. Because supposedly, a deadly virus that spreads so easily is surely going to be stopped by a novelty foam hat." And then there's also the question of these hats being passed on to the next customer whenever these people leave the cafe anyway. Potentially passing on the infection if you believe it's that deadly. Absolute genius idea. Genius. But again, it got me to thinking, is this just a gimmick? Is this just a ridiculous temporary thing that we're going to look back on in 2, 3, 4 months' time, laugh and shake our heads? Or is this going to go on for years and years and years? Again, are they making it so uncomfortable and so cringeworthy to operate in the outside world that that's how they make us stay indoors? I was watching a video out of Australia, Sydney, Australia, yesterday. A guy walking through a mall, one of those giant indoor malls, with a video camera. Basically, the mall is almost completely empty. Announcements on the public address system every 5 minutes about social distancing. Stickers every 20 meters on the ground barking orders at you about social distancing. This is already being put in place. Doesn't look like it's going to be very temporary to me. This is the new normal, and there's an element, of course, of ritual public humiliation. Now, I was looking at this story out of the cafe in Germany. Of course, we also have the story out of Maryland, where they've got people prancing around literally wearing bumper tables, like they're in a McDonald's playpen, and they don't need anyone to get near the kids, so they literally imprison them within the table itself. And this whole idea of the mandating of wearing things, wearing the table, wearing the silly hat, the swimming pool noodle hat at the restaurant, wearing the visor, they're now wearing visors, wearing masks. The idea of the state or the authorities enforcing the wearing of silly hats and other attire in order to ritually humiliate the public, to either punish them or keep them in line. Now, is there any historical precedent for that? Well, yes, there is. Remember, the dunce cap. Now, since the 1600s, of course, the word dunce has meant a particularly stupid person. People were made to wear dunce caps so they could be mocked for their idiocy. And, of course, up until, I guess, about 50 years ago in schools, definitely at the turn of the 1900s, the kids were wearing these hats. And there's an image of one there. Children were punished for doing or saying something stupid by being made to stand facing the wall while wearing a silly dunce's cap. Treating people like naughty children by making them wear silly hats to enforce good behavior. Some kind of connection there. There's some kind of similarity I'm picking up on. Can't quite put my finger on it. And of course, then if you look at communist China, they employed the same thing. The dunce cap was used during the Cultural Revolution in communist China. Dissidents were forced to wear the dunce cap on which their crimes against the state were announced. And in fact, there's a BBC News article headlined, Rare Chinese Cultural Revolution Photos on Display. And it shows one of these dissidents with his crimes against the communist regime written on the dunce cap, and he stood there being ritually, publicly humiliated. Those who were charged with betraying the communist cause were marched through the street during this era, now you see the picture there, wearing the dunce cap as they were spat on and verbally abused. Now, I'm not comparing the wearing of silly swimming pool noodle hats in German cafes to Chinese dissidents being tortured. But there is a spirit of the authorities making people wear silly attire to go about their business, to go about their normal day, and people accepting it. You could also look at the shaved heads. Of course, thousands, probably millions of men in the Western world at least over the past few months have decided to shave their heads because they couldn't get a haircut. In the UK, they're saying, we won't be able to get a haircut until August. There's been one coronavirus death in London. No, in fact, I think there's one coronavirus case. One. A single case in London on Saturday. And yet they're saying we're going to be locked down for the next 2.5 months at least. We won't even be able to get a haircut until August. I'm going to have to fly to Spain to get a haircut. Because they've already opened up, largely. But this idea of men having to shave their heads because they can't get a haircut, of course, shaving someone's head is another form of ritual public humiliation. And in fact, disgraced dissidents who had displeased Chairman Mao would also be publicly shamed by having their heads shaved. Of course, you've probably seen the footage out of France at the end of World War II, where women who had slept with or been informants for Nazis were dragged out into the street and publicly humiliated by having their head shaved. Of course, head shaving is a common thing when you enter a prison, and it's partially done as a demeaning gesture. So now everyone's wearing silly hats, everyone's shaving their heads, and this is all an act of ritual public humiliation. Then, of course, you have the classic archetype of the court jester, also known as the fool or the buffoon, who was basically a medieval clown. Under the ownership of the elites, the royals, the jester's job was to keep his masters entertained. And, of course, a lot of these jesters that we know from history had mental illnesses and were basically kept as pets for the amusement of the elite. They wore hats called fool's hats. And if you do a comparison of a jester's hat and a swimming pool noodle hat that we see there in the cafe in Germany, also some similarities there. So this entire idea of the state or the authorities forcing you to wear silly attire to go about your daily business, or to punish people for not being obedient enough, there's very much a strain of that that we see going on right now. And of course, it's all largely pointless, because the latest data that we've seen has shown that social distancing has no real impact on stopping the spread of COVID. Sweden, which didn't lock down, has a lower death rate than the UK, which did lock down from the end of March. And we're increasingly beginning to understand that this disease, which, by the way, spreads mainly in hospitals, can only be spread when in very close, prolonged contact with an infected person. Wearing a foam hat made of straw and swimming pool noodles, foam, really think that's going to stop a disease if it's that deadly, if it's that easy to transmit? Or is this about something else? I'm going to get onto the mask wearers, because now we have more examples of Karens exploiting this coronavirus paranoia and fear-mongering to enforce their petty mandates in terms of controlling the personal behavior of other people. They're having a whale of a time. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Summit.news.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Summit.news studios in the United Kingdom. You are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
So we see this process of ritual public humiliation going on across the West with the new normal, the new social distancing normal. And of course, attendant to this, we have the new high priest class, which is the mask wearers. And in the United Kingdom, we have our weekly religious cult initiation ritual where everybody goes outside their front doors onto their balconies and applauds the NHS. Some people don't applaud the NHS because either they choose not to or they just forget. Or being ritually publicly humiliated, there was one case where a woman forgot to applaud the NHS because she was trying to put her kid to sleep. He was being unruly, so she was tired. She fell asleep. She forgot to applaud the NHS. The next day, she was shamed by her entire community for not publicly applauding the NHS. Of course, we've got flags, Catholic flags outside churches in the UK being replaced with NHS flags. These are the frontline heroes. Actual frontline heroes are people who go to war, but apparently we've dispensed with that notion. People just doing their jobs in empty hospitals, making TikTok dance videos. They're the new frontline heroes. And of course, the general public wants to adopt the look, the visage, the aesthetic of the new high priest class by wearing the masks. And I go out in the park running every day. The people in the park where I live, the people wearing the masks, they're not elderly people. I see elderly people out in the park, the ones most at risk, they tell us, from coronavirus, and it would be perfectly understandable if they were wearing masks. They're not. Who's wearing the masks? Women aged 40 to 50 named Karen. I'm going to get onto that in another story about that in a moment. And young people. When I'm out in the park, it's all people aged 18 to 30 wearing the masks. 33 people in the UK under the age of 40 have died from coronavirus. Now, obviously, in every case for the families affected, that's tragic. But the risk of people aged 18 to 30 dying from coronavirus is minimal. There was one new case of coronavirus in London on Saturday. They're all wearing masks. They're not at risk at all. In fact, somebody did a comparison, and they found that if you're under the age of 21, this is in the UK, you're equally as likely to die from falling over while putting your pants on as coronavirus. Yet these people are wearing masks. It's absolute brainwashed mind control. But again, they're wearing the mask because it's a status symbol of obedience, and it means they can lecture you if you're not being similarly obedient. And in fact, we had a protest in Hyde Park on Saturday, people protesting against the lockdowns, about 300 people there. Police turned up, arrested, I think, more than a dozen of them. Extinction Rebellion, the climate change action group, they had a massive protest. Nobody went near them, that's fine. As long as you're protesting the right thing, the police won't harass you. And there was a case where, as lockdownskeptics.org reported, quote, one cyclist deliberately accelerated towards some protesters who managed to avoid a collision by the skin of their teeth. So literally, one of these lockdown cult members on a bike broke his social distancing rules to try and plow into this group of anti-lockdown protesters. No doubt he was wearing a mask. No doubt plenty of Karens across the United Kingdom are wearing their masks too. And we have an article about that right here. Video. Karen takes her family to the beach, complains other people are at the beach. The video of a British woman has gone viral after she took her entire family to the beach and then complained that there were too many other people at the beach who were not social distancing. Now, of course, under the easing of the lockdown, which came into force last week, you're allowed to go to the beach. She's allowed to go to the beach. She took her entire family to the beach. She drove an hour and a half away from where she lives to get there, but still complained about other people not social distancing. She said, "It's lovely to get out, but I'm quite shocked at how many people are here. They're not paying attention to social distancing. I find that quite annoying. To be honest, it's like being in Tesco." Okay, Karen, you're in Tesco too. You're going to the garden centres, you're going to the beach, and then lecturing and pointing your finger at other people for doing exactly the same thing. Karen's daughter, Karen, said, "It's nice to get out of quarantine, but I think it's going to peak again because everyone's going to go mad and go anywhere they can." Which, again, they keep saying, oh, there's going to be a second wave, there's going to be a second wave, despite the fact that this is dropping off exponentially. In Germany and these other places where they've eased lockdown now a couple of weeks ago, there's no second wave. In fact, every time the R rate of infection goes slightly up in Germany, it's the top headline in the UK. Next day, it goes down even more. It's not even in the news. So they keep repeating this threat that there's going to be a second infection so they can just re-implement all this lockdown tyranny on a whim. Twitter users holed up in their tiny one-bedroom city flats without gardens or fresh air immediately poured forth their disgust at anyone being outside. Somebody responded to Karen by saying, "For someone who is engaging in selfish, irresponsible behavior, to criticize others for selfish, irresponsible behavior is the height of hypocrisy. Don't go to the beach or other beauty hotspots. Don't drive 1.5 hours to go anywhere. Just stay at home." Now, also in the UK, we have people not sending their kids to school. We have people getting paid by the government to sit on their asses sunbathing while the future of their country turns to crap. In the UK, we have this furlough scheme where 80% of people's wages are paid by the government. Now, if you factor in the fact that they don't have to travel to work, which is incredibly expensive in the UK, you factor in that they're not going out socializing after work, which is what a lot of people do, obviously, in major cities, that extra 20%, they're probably saving a chunk of that money too. So they're basically getting paid what they would anyway to sit on their backsides all day and sunbathe. And they don't want to go back to work. You look at the polls out of the UK. The support for the government went down after they eased the lockdown. They wanted the lockdown to become even more intense because they're getting paid almost all of their wages to sit on their backsides and sunbathe. I mean, that is Stockholm syndrome, if ever I heard of it. We also have a debate about kids going back to school. Article here out of Lockdown Skeptics. Says the row over school openings rumbles on. The Mail cites evidence from 22 countries on the continent at an EU briefing, which suggests that reopening schools has not been harmful to children and teachers. So in 22 other countries, they reopened the schools. Of course, children, almost impossible for them to catch coronavirus anyway. Yet we have a massive debate in the UK where trade unionist activists are given platforms on BBC and Sky News to say how dare the government want to send kids back to school at the beginning of June, despite the fact that the data shows the risk of them getting COVID is infinitesimal, despite the fact that keeping kids out of school harms the poorest kids in society because they can't afford, their parents can't afford or are incapable of homeschooling. We'll get into that and more on the next side of this break. Summit.news. Don't go away.
What InfoWars has been able to do, thanks to your support and your prayers and your word of mouth, has been nothing short of historic and truly epic. This is the battle for the future of humanity. And now, open world government is being established with an end game to depopulate the planet. Now, the internal operations of the globalists are being externalized. You must decide which side you're on. Living in denial, having mass Stockholm syndrome, learned helplessness will only deliver you into misery, destruction, and finally, death. And this is a spiritual death we're talking about, not just a physical death. The delusions must end now. InfoWars was correct about it all. We have come so far by exposing the enemy. Most people that are aware of the New World Order decide to join it out of fear. They are truly fools. We must fight this or lose our souls.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Summit.News News headquarters. It's Paul Joseph Watson.
So this whole lockdown debate has been completely politicized in the UK, as it has been in the US and many other countries. We have a big debate over when to send kids back to school. They've missed months and months of education. Of course, the left grandstands and says we have to protect the kids from the deadly disease, which doesn't really affect them all, infinitesimal risk of them actually getting and spreading COVID. Now they're saying that the government shouldn't send kids back to school, because that is putting the kids at risk, and they claim to be wanting to protect the poor in urging them not to do so, even though the kids who will be harmed most are the poorer kids in society, because their parents can't afford or are incapable of providing them home school facilities. So once again, They don't care about the poor. They only care about obtaining power. Now they're saying, oh, because of the lockdown, we need to stop Brexit. Because of the lockdown, we need to throw out the government. It's been completely exploited and politicized. And as I was talking about before the break, we now have this new high priest class of mask wearers who get to enforce their petty decrees at every level of society. That's why many people support this, because if they display enough obedience, they will get rewarded. And in fact, there's a little story here out of, again, lockdown skeptics, of a guy who visited a garden center. I'll read what he said here. He said, coming back today, my wife and I were faced by a young chap in the car park wearing a surgical mask. Your new leader. Even though I understand the risk of infection in the open air is negligible, inside the garden center we were greeted by the usual tape on the floor to keep us the required distance apart. But again, everyone sported the sinister masks. And this is the truly bizarre part. Several also wore plastic visors of the type a groundsman might wear for strimming duties. Because again, they've now gone beyond the mask. They're wearing like almost Darth Vader helmets. One single new case of coronavirus in London and people are out on the streets wearing Darth Vader helmets. This is absurd. He said, the reason for this flummoxed me. When it was time to pay, there was a single till with a checkerboard area marked out in front. We were instructed to deposit our trolley in this area and move away. The lady on the till then emerged from behind a plastic screen, reached for the trolley at arm's length, and after drawing it back to safety, tottered up our purchases. He said, the reason I think this rather odd experience is important is that for most of us, shopping should be a pleasure. And this is what I was talking about at the start of the show. If they make everything so cringeworthy and difficult, like little squares where you're allowed to sit in the park, equally spaced out, nobody's going to want to go out. It's going to be hell. He says, if it isn't, who will go? Supermarkets and similar will survive, as we all need provisions, but what of the others? Will we really be piling in and kick-starting the economy if the experience is anything like mine today? I suspect many will either do without or shop online. That's a terrible thought, and I hope I'm wrong. And again, it's all about this remolding society around this prison pod planet with the high priest class mask wearers barking instructions at you if you get too close to anything. Meanwhile, while you're out in the park, they'll literally just drive straight into you. They don't care because it's about power. They don't actually think they're stopping the spread of the disease. Another article in relation to that. Psychotherapists, lockdown zealots are behaving like cult members. This is psychotherapist Dr. Hugh Wilborn, who says lockdown zealots are displaying all the classic signs of cult members by doubling down on their beliefs despite having been proven wrong. And he highlights the work of a respected social psychologist called Leon Festinger. This is back in the 50s, who analyzed the belief of a UFO cult who believed that a flying saucer would rescue them from the apocalypse. However, after the catastrophic earthquakes and floods they expected to hit the United States never arrived and their beliefs were totally disproved, the cult members would become not less, but more convinced of their beliefs. Which is kind of why, even though we've reached the plateau and in fact we've flattened the curve and these coronavirus cases are starting to fall off a cliff, especially in cities like London, the mask wearers seem to be increasing and increasing in their paranoia because they're doubling down on it. Now, he identified five conditions that needed to be met in order for the cult members to double down on their beliefs. And he noted, this is Hugh Wilborn, the doctor, how terrifying predictions of how many people COVID-19 would kill had fallen massively short, and that the models that produce these numbers have been thoroughly debunked. Despite warnings that coronavirus would kill 500,000 people in the UK alone, that was what our lockdown model was based on. The disease has only claimed 318,000 so far worldwide. Again, that is tragic, but it's massively, massively less than what we were told would happen right at the start. And then people say, oh, well, it's because we locked down. That's why we came in way below the numbers. Sweden didn't lock down. They have less deaths than the UK per capita. Wilborn says, to put this figure into perspective, The number of people who have died of or with COVID-19 in about 4.5 months is the same as the number who died in 5 days from cardiovascular disease. And of course, as we know, as illustrated by the classic man bitten by shark dies of coronavirus meme, many, many of these coronavirus deaths were people in hospital with serious illnesses, many of whom would have died anyway, or the coronavirus merely shortened their lives by a matter of months. The doctor knows how experts are still doubling down anyway, warning of mass death if lockdown is lifted too early and a second wave of infections. In reality, research suggests that the lockdowns had a minimal impact on infection numbers, and Sweden's per capita death toll is lower than the UK's and numerous other countries, despite the Scandinavian country having imposed no hard lockdown. And in fact, if you compare Sweden to a country like the Republic of Ireland, similar landmass, similar population, similarly spaced out population, the Republic of Ireland locked down, Sweden didn't. Again, Sweden's per capita death rate and infection rate was lower than the Republic of Ireland. Toby Young says, is this starting to sound familiar? As Wilborn points out, the sequence that Festinger wrote about more than 50 years ago is eerily reminiscent of what's happening today. An apocalyptic prophecy was delivered from on high, the science. Those who believed it radically altered their behavior. The prophecy turned out not to be true, but instead of abandoning their doom-mongering, the believers have become even more fervent, attacking anyone who points out the gap between fantasy and reality as dangerous heretics, fake news, misinformation, conspiracy theories. Of course, now we have actual doctors getting banned on YouTube simply for questioning the experts, the same experts who have been proven wrong and in fact given out contradictory information time and time again. Young continues, the difference, of course, is that Festinger's UFO cult had a few dozen members, whereas the COVID cult seems to have infected half the world. If Festinger's right, the bad news is we won't be able to persuade people to stop social distancing if we prove that the danger posed by COVID-19 has been dramatically overstated. On the contrary, people's opposition to returning to normal will intensify rather than diminish as the evidence mounts that they were wrong. And of course, that's made a lot easier if the government's paying 80% of your wages and you're making up the rest of the 20% with, you know, avoiding travel costs, social costs, all that kind of thing. Very, very tempting to sit on your backside on a balcony, as I see every day from my window, when your wages are being paid. Of course, the economy's gone to total pot. Millions of people are going to be unemployed. There's probably going to be little economy to go back to. But they get to sunbathe, and they get to watch Netflix, and that's what's important. Spin reports Travis McCreedy played first socially distant concert. If you look at the pictures, it looks completely boring and invasive, and nobody would want to go to these kind of concerts. They've taped off 6 of the toilet stalls with caution tape, and they've taped off 1 of the sinks with caution tape for this socially distant concert, because taping off 1 sink in a bathroom is surely going to stop the spread of deadly COVID-19. Don't go away. Summit.news, final segment coming up. We'll be back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Sahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Sahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Sahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
Final segment here, going to get into a few big final news stories. First, I want to direct your attention to InfoWarsStore.com, where we still have, for just two more days, the extended mega sale special. Massive discounts on all your favorite products right now at InfoWarsStore.com, including Survival Shield X2, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, also 50% off. And massive discounts on many other products. Go and read the 5-star reviews, of which there are plenty, for products like Turbo Force, the energy drink that gives you not only a boost of energy, but mental clarity. Bodies, the whole body support anti-inflammatory supplement, that is great too. Survival Shield, X2, Nascent Iodine, and a bunch of other products. You can also get the limited edition InfoWars face mask. You can be part of the High Priest mask-wearing class and lecture others about their behavior. Who could miss out on that opportunity? But again, just 2 days left on the mega sale at InfoWarsStore.com. 30 to 60% off our best-selling products. Please go there and support the network today, InfoWarsStore.com. Sweden got one thing right in the past
30 years of its history, but they continue to get a lot of things wrong. Sweden, 19-year-old man killed whilst trying to stop migrant rape of woman. A 19-year-old Swedish man was stabbed to death while trying to prevent a Sudanese migrant raping a woman at a party. What happened is there was a party in the town of Harnösand in eastern Sweden. A group of migrants broke in, and one of them, a Sudanese migrant, tried to rape a girl while a 19-year-old man tried to stop him. The teenager did not expect the migrant to have a knife with him. I don't know why he didn't expect him. So he stabbed him easily. The migrant finally raped the girl twice more. The individual who tried to stop the rape was later named as 19-year-old Thomas Lind. He was a supporter of the Populist Alternative for Sweden party. And his friends said he had a strong sense of justice and always tried to come to the aid of those in need. The culprit, the rapist, was named as 22-year-old Abu Bakr Mohammed, a Sudanese migrant who was granted Swedish citizenship in 2011 and, surprise, surprise, had a long criminal record, including a 2015 conviction of raping a girl under the age of 15. For some reason, a guy who raped a child was out on the streets 4 or 5 years later. What's the explanation for that? We're in Sweden, that's the explanation. But this gets even worse. After the story garnered national media attention, a group calling itself the Nordic Resistance tried to hold a protest in Harnösand, this same town, but authorities denied the application. The protest went ahead anyway, and was subsequently described as a Nazi demonstration by Sweden's public broadcaster SVT. So a group of people basically tried to go out and protest against the fact that this migrant was out on the streets despite having raped a child. He raped another girl at a party. The guy who tried to stop the rape was viciously stabbed to death. They wanted to protest that. They went out on the street, and they were subsequently demonized as Nazis by Sweden's taxpayer-funded public broadcaster, because, of course, they were, this is Sweden. The article, the SVT article, also completely failed to mention that the demonstration was against the migrant rape of the woman and subsequent murder of the 19-year-old man. And I've read the article, they just say, how dare these Nazis show up to protest in our town? We need to kick them out. Don't even mention what they were protesting. As we have exhaustively documented, Sweden has a massive rape problem due to its total failure to integrate migrants after sustained years of mass immigration. Of course, they have grenade attacks, which have now become commonplace across the country, and it's all still derided as a conspiracy theory by the media. Just as no-go zones are still called conspiracy theories in France. Headline, Migrant youths riot in Paris, attack police with fireworks. Migrant youths rioted in Paris yet again last night, attacking police with fireworks in response to the death of a teen motorcyclist. Again, they did the exact same thing last month after there was a confrontation between police and a motorcyclist. The same thing happened again. The disorder began after the death of 18-year-old Sabri Chubi, who was killed after ramming into a pole while not wearing a helmet on the northern outskirts of Paris on Saturday evening. Of course, the migrants immediately blamed the police and used it as an excuse to riot, burn cars, throw fireworks and other missiles at the police, because that's what they like to do. Police responded by firing tear gas at gangs who had gathered near public housing estates before arresting 6 people. The migrants then set 3 cars alight, burned 20 dumpsters, and apparently tried to set a local police station on fire by bombarding it with Molotov cocktails. When this happened, the exact same thing happened last month for 4 nights in a row in Paris and in other areas of France. The media described the unrest as anti-lockdown riots. It wasn't anti-lockdown riots. It was something that happens in Paris time and time again because they failed to integrate huge communities of migrants who live out on the edge of the city. Meanwhile, in London, UK, judge rules 14-year-old boy is safer living in Sierra Leone than London. A judge in the UK has ruled a 14-year-old boy is safer living in Sierra Leone than London due to the English capital's problem with crime gangs. This was a guy who was excluded from school in 2019 after going off the rails, having become involved with crime gangs in South London. And the judge ordered him to be sent back to Sierra Leone because he said he would be safe there. And as I've documented many times before, we also have Somali immigrant parents who live in London who are now sending their teenage sons back to Somalia because they believe they'll be safer there than in London. According to Metropolitan Police figures, 73% of knife offenders and 53% of victims are from a black or ethnic minority background. Of course, we've had problems with violent criminal gangs in London for decades, but the violence has definitely ticked up as a result of mass migration because you get gang members coming in from even more violent countries in Africa, so then all the local gangs have to up their level of violence to compete with them. But now it's gotten so bad that immigrant parents are actually sending their kids back to Africa, back to Sierra Leone and Somalia, because it's just become too much. That kind of tells you everything you need to know. The Independent reports grooming gang characteristics research to be published after government U-turn. Research on the characteristics of grooming gangs is to be published by the government following a U-turn. Of course, the left didn't want this research to come out because, as we've known from other studies in the past, 86% of grooming gang members, people who abduct children, rape them, sex traffic them in the United Kingdom, are from Bangladesh and Pakistan. That is a hate fact. 86%. In response to a Freedom of Information request by the Independent, the Home Office previously said releasing the paper would not be in the public interest. Again, it's going to be a little bit too honest about the situation. The response sparked a government petition that's so far been signed by almost 126,000 people demanding the release of the official research on grooming gangs undertaken by the government in full. So the Conservative government tried to sit on this report for months and months and months, and finally, after massive pressure, the truth is going to come out. I don't think people are going to like the results. UK police force humiliated for launching manhunt for trucker who kissed a woman on the cheek. This is the same police force, by the way, Derbyshire Police, who previously faced heat for bragging about using a surveillance drone to identify and publicly shame. There it is again, ritual public humiliation. Dog walkers in remote countryside during the early days of the lockdown. They were also ridiculed after they dyed a blue lagoon black in order to deter people from gathering there. Yes, they actually did that. They went out into a remote part of the countryside because some people were sitting next to a lagoon, spaced, I don't know, half a mile apart from each other. That's not acceptable. They dyed it black to put people off going there. Well, now they're facing more humiliation after trying to enlist the public's help in a manhunt for a trucker who committed the dastardly crime of kissing a woman on the cheek. How dare he? They put out a tweet appealing for help to identify the man who kissed a woman on the cheek to thank her for helping when his lorry became stuck under a low bridge. They got absolutely rinsed on Twitter for that, yet still, despite deleting the tweet, came out and said, no, we're actually still looking for the public's help in identifying this dastardly culprit. Cartoon Network teaches kids about intersex non-binary gender identities. This is the show Steven's Universe, written by a bisexual non-binary woman. Surprise, surprise. Her Wikipedia page says, she encourages the importance of LGBT representation in art, especially in children's entertainment. And of course, exposing children, toddlers, to sexuality, to this gender identity crap, as young as the age of 3 or 4, is definitely wholesome and good. I'm sure you'll agree. Just going to wrap it up. Coming up next, War Room with Owen Schroyer, Summit.News. Don't go away.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.